Hey there, comic book friends, and welcome to episode number 17 of the Tuesday Night Comics Podcast, brought to you by TuesdayNightMovies.com. We are looking at new comics coming out for the week of April 30th. This is, for new comics that are going to be released this coming Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Billy, and with me as always is my co-host Dave.
Hey guys, how's it going?
I managed to introduce Dave just as he was putting a can of soda up to his mouth.
It's a can of beer, Billy.
Oh, sorry. This is an adult podcast.
I'm drinking while recording.
Yeah, we're recording a little earlier in the week than we usually do, so we're not going to be as caught up on news as you guys are. That's because I'm leaving on vacation in about 24 hours. But we definitely wanted to get a episode out there for you guys so you could check out the comics that we are most excited for this coming week. So, Dave,
right.
Pick one comic. What's it going to be?
One comic?
Yeah, that's coming out this coming week if you're going to buy it.
I don't really have a comic that I would be excited about.
Interesting.
I didn't see much out there that I was like, ooh.
It did look kind of slim pickings this week.
The one thing that I did note that I really I like that's out there and I was worried that it would never make it to this is the Flex Mentallo trade paperback by Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely.
And this is now, the soft cover, right?
This is a soft cover. The hardcover came out, I believe, about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And I didn't notice if they did put a soft cover out since then. DC's, pretty. It takes them a little bit before they put out their soft covers. So
right.
I was. You never know how long you have to wait or if they'll ever make it to soft cover.
That's true.
And especially with the copyright stuff that went on with Flex Mentallo.
The Charles Atlas thing?
Yeah. I didn't know if it would ever make it to the soft cover, but it's nice that it did, and that means that people will be able to pick it up for a much nicer price point, and it's definitely worth reading.
No, awesome. I've actually never read it, so I definitely would be interested in picking that up. That's one of those Grant, and you are a big Grant Morrison fan.
Very big.
But Dave actually has a whole bookshelf in his library of just Grant Morrison books.
Yep, one complete shelf. It's packed to the brim. You can't even can't get any more in there.
And you have the Flex Mentallo in hardcover, or have you been holding out for the softcover?
No, I got it in hardcover. There are some things. It's funny what you like will spend your money on. Where like, I'll be like, I'll wait a week to save a dollar, or 2 months to save a dollar on the issues coming out.
Right.
But then like like a Grant Morrison collection, I'll buy that in hardcover. Yes,
Doom Patrol Omnibus. I do have all the trades already, but
I could sell them back on eBay.
All in for a tenth of what I paid for them.
Exactly. Actually, all my Doom Patrol trades are pretty beat up. I got them on Amazon and eBay for used and cheap.
All right. And now's the time to upgrade with that Doom Patrol Omnibus coming out soon. Might do it.
Yeah.
Also coming out from DC, this is the book I'm most excited for, is Vertigo Quarterly Scion number 1. And this is a Vertigo anthology. It looks like there are going to be 4 issues of this Vertigo Quarterly, each one focusing on a different color. The series is called CMYK, and it looks very, very cool. It's got a good lineup of people. You've got Jock, Fabio Moon, James Tynion IV, Amy Chu, Joe Keating, Tony Akins, all working on this. And the next one out is going to be Magenta in the summer, Yellow in the fall, and finally Black in the winter.
Oh, wow, that's pretty interesting. I mean, if anyone doesn't know, those are the 4 colors that make up every printed piece that you buy, whether it's comics or a magazine or a book. But, there's special spot colors that are out there. But basically, that is every color that you see are made up by dots of cyan, magenta, yellow, or black.
Ah, cool. And in Brazil, comic books are known as as a quadrinos because of the four colors. Like instead of being called like Libros de Comics or however it would translate, it's just quadrinos.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Found that out at New York Comic Con last year when I bought that Icons of Comics book that was put out by the Brazilian publisher.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and it had the it was in Portuguese, so that's how I found that out. yeah, so comics will teach you things, people. Something my dad never understood. but yeah, so this looks cool. It's the and Cyan. It's not just like a novelty gimmick. There, all the stories are going to be heavily influenced by the featured color of the issue. So it'll set the tone, I think, for the issue. And this is one of those books where, yes, it's an $8 price tag, which is 2 to 2.5 times more than what you pay for a comic book on the stands. But these Vertigo anthologies tend to be very, very thick, and they tend to be very good. So I highly recommend getting it.
Yeah, all the anthology books that DC has been putting out lately, they've all been great. So I missed this when I was perusing through next week's books, or this week's books, rather. Yeah, that is a good pick, Billy. Nice spot.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I see that Amazing Spider-Man number one.
Yeah, that will be the comic. I think nobody needs the recommend. You will not be able to avoid this comic. It's got something like 16 or 17 different variant covers. Marvel's been putting out a lot of press for this. Peter Parker is back. The year and a half, 2 year reign of Spock, Dr. Ock as Spider-Man is over.
Wow. And have you been following Superior Spider-Man, Billy?
I've fallen behind on it. It was a 31 issue series. I made it up to issue, I think, 19.
Okay.
They just added, I believe, issue 20 to the Marvel Comics Unlimited app. My plan is to read that and possibly download the rest of the series for this long flight to Portugal that I have tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Like the best way to spend a flight, right? Reading comics.
Yeah, lots of them.
Marathon session.
And Silver Surfer 2 will be coming out as well.
So excited for this.
Yeah,
I'm loving this series. Like Mike Allred's art and Dan Slott's writing was just super on the first issue. It was superior. I will call this Superior Surfer.
And it looks like he's teaming up with Lady Spectre.
I was like Naked Galactus Woman.
Yeah. The Never Queen. So yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah, that does look cool. I'm very excited for that. And we also have Flash Volume 4, Annual Number 3, which is continuing this reintroduction of Wally West into the Flash universe.
Yes, and you read this week's Flash, and how did you like that?
I liked it. I thought it was a really good story. Yeah, this week's issue of Flash, Flash Number 30, started off this whole reintroduction of Wally West into the world of the New 52. It starts off 5 years in the future and then flashes back to the present, or should I say the present after Forever Evil. The Flash is dealing with the cleanup of Central City. That's where he lives, right?
Yes, he lives in Central City, which is right next to Keystone City. And in the New 52, they're calling them the Gem Cities.
Ah, not the Twin Cities. Interesting. So yeah. The Minnesota Twins don't play there.
No.
But yeah, it was a good day in the life of the Flash story because it was about Central City rebuilding, and it was also about Barry Allen dealing with basically not being there for his city, because during the events of Forever Evil, he's off the board, basically. He's not around to fight the villains or to protect the citizens of Central City, and he feels a lot of guilt about that. It reminded me a lot of, there was an issue of X-Factor back when Peter David was on his original run of the title in the late 90s, where the entire X-Factor team went to visit Doc Samson, who's, you know, the superhero, the superpowered psychologist of the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
And in this issue, Barry Allen has to go to the psychologist, and that reminded me a lot of this issue.
Interesting. It's funny that it's a day in the life story, because one of My favorite flash stories of all time is A Day in the Life of Jay Garrick.
Oh, okay. What
And
was that from Starman or?
no, it was in the Flash series that held the majority of Wally West run. I think it's Flash Volume 2.
Right. So was that when Geoff Johns was writing it or Mark Waid was writing it?
Well, actually, it was Mark Wade wrote a majority of that run after, like from like the 90s, most of the 90s,
Yeah.
and during that time, he kind of got a little bit wiped on it, and he needed a break. And him and Grant Morrison swapped JLA for Flash for a couple months,
Right, and
or
that's
half a
when.
year. And so Grant Morrison, and I think it was when he was still writing with Mark Millar, they wrote The Day in the Life of Jay Garrick, and that is actually, I believe, the first appearance of J.J. Thunder,
Oh, interesting.
who, was then named Jakeem Thunder,
Right.
a much, much cooler name than J.J.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah, I guess you're right. Jakeem is a cooler name than JJ.
Yeah, I
Dynamite
mean,
Thunder.
J.J. is a cool pen name if you're J.J. Abrams, but
Yeah, or if
nobody,
you're a
like, he,
shortstop and you're JJ Hardy.
yeah, nobody, nobody, he doesn't come into the room, everyone's like, hey, J.J.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
good point. There is a twist involving this blue speedster that we see racing on the cover of Flash Annual number 3, and that's revealed in this past week's issue of Flash. So if you're gonna read Flash Annual number 3, I definitely recommend picking up Flash number 30 first because
Is it Blue Lantern Barry Allen?
it is not Blue Lantern Barry Allen. I will give you that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you read Justice League United? That is the one book I got a chance to read this week.
I did read that, and it's funny because we were talking about how, the working title or the joke title of it was Justice League Canada, and then it turns out the title of the arc in the book is Justice League
Justice League
Canada.
Canada. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very well set in Canada too. Like I don't. It didn't feel forced.
Right.
It didn't feel hokey. And I think probably because the series writer is from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It seemed like a natural fit. Geoff Lemire has written a bunch of comics set in Canada. I think it helped that, one, he's from Canada, two, this seemed heavily, not have, let's see, tied into Animal Man, one, with Animal Man being there, and then two, with this new Canadian superheroine that he's created. That ghost that she's plagued by seems somehow related to the Gray. Just the way that it presented itself.
You mean the rot? The gray is Earth too.
Sorry, yeah, the rot. I can't keep all these. So there, it's the green, the red, and the rot in New 52, and then the green, the red, and the gray in Earth 2.
Earth too. Yeah.
Subtle.
Yes.
Those
Yes.
jerks always confusing me.
That's James Robinson giving a nod to Lemire and Snyder.
I see. So, Mike McCone, great art in it. I really liked
I
it.
love his art anywhere he is.
I agree. I agree. I thought he was the best part of Avengers Academy, and then when he was replaced by Tom Grummett, who I loved in the 90s, it just seemed like a step down.
One of the things I really found interesting in the book, and I'm going to say it's a slight spoiler,
Okay.
if anyone's a big Adam Strange fan, but right now, Alana Strange from Earth,
Yeah. She's
which
not.
is completely different. She used to be from Ran,
Yeah.
and he was like, more of your classic 60s space adventurer who, went to another planet and fell in love with an alien woman. But they're both resident Canadians, and
I think she's still gonna be an alien.
that might happen. That might happen.
I think somewhere down the road that's gonna happen.
I also it felt very natural how they brought the heroes together.
Yeah.
Both Stargirl and Animal Man both have a history in the entertainment industry, and putting
Right.
them together was, like I wouldn't have thought to do that, and I thought that was pretty clever of Lemire.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't quite get was Hawkman's appearance towards the end of the issue. It was he in that jail cell dressed as Hoffman the entire time, or did his costume just form upon him when he was like, haha, I'm actually
Oh,
Hoffman?
so you haven't read any of his horrible series in the New 52.
Sure didn't. Believe it or not, Rob Liefeld does not draw me to a book.
You didn't read when Tony Daniel and who's
It
somebody Tony
sure didn't.
yeah. but basically he's like the Mighty Morphin Hawkman
Oh, great.
or Carter Hall Warrior. It's a Guy Gardner Warrior joke, but
Gotcha.
basically in the New 52 the Nth metal is more like grafted to his skin.
Oh,
And
so he's
when,
Venom. Okay.
okay, or Hawk Venom, and basically when he needs it, he can, create weapons and armor and wings when he needs it. So, yeah, that's how he ended up in that jail cell.
Ah, I see. Okay, because that was the part that threw me for a loop. Because it showed him in shadows, and it looked like his costume was forming around him, but I wasn't quite 100% sure on that.
Yes.
Now, here's something really cool coming out from Image this week. It is a bunch of reprints of a bunch of Image number ones, all for a dollar. A lot of them recent series from the past year or two. And these are great ways to check out to see if you want to even buy the trade. Like, why spend $10 on the first, Image trade when you could buy the first issue for a buck and then see if you like it? And you could try out 10 different series for $10. But we've got Deadly Class on there, East of West, Lazarus, Pretty Deadly, Black Science, Zero, Velvet, Sex Criminals. If you've heard that any of these books are good, it's worth spending the buck on.
Definitely.
You could spend $4 trying out four of these Image series, or you could spend $4 buying Forever Evil Aftermath Batman versus Bane number one.
Or you could spend $5 on last week's Secret Origins, which, like we talked earlier today, is going to be $5 every month.
Oh man, we were wondering about that last week if this was just going to be like a giant size first issue. So it looks like every issue is going to be oversized, and every issue will be $5, which I'm assuming will have three stories in it.
I went through all the solicitations, and it looks like everyone will get three stories.
Okay.
That's a pretty penny that DC's asking everybody to put down, especially since, about 2 years ago, I think they spent, the better part of, almost 3 years putting all their heroes' origins in 2 pages in the back of their weekly series. Like
Yeah.
each week they would have, a different hero. It would be a 2-page origin. It would distill it down to the best and most easiest way to understand that character with more reading if you wanted it. And, it wasn't $5. So, I would rather them give me, one book,
Yeah.
regular page count, and $2.99.
Yeah,
Hold that line, DC. I thought that's what was going on.
and as you pointed out before we started recording, is we got a bunch of Zero issues already a year ago.
Yeah.
Gave us the origins of all these characters. Nightwing had a Zero issue, Supergirl, Superman all had Zero issues, but now they're in the first issue of Secret Origins. Like, these origins are not secret.
Yeah, and when you have multiple people writing origins so close together, you're just looking for hiccups in continuity,
Right.
that are just going to happen because you have different writers writing them, in most cases. And I think, I wouldn't have minded if the first issue was Superman, and then you got to see the secret origin of, someone that we don't know about, like Steve Trevor.
Right.
I don't know how he became the Steve Trevor we know,
Yeah.
or maybe you get someone bigger than him as well. But like, if you're gonna do, backups, I like the old Secret Origins series where they would take a Earth One character and an Earth Two character in every issue, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, give us the secret origin of like Orion, who didn't have a Zero issue and is in the
Right.
New 52
Yeah.
already.
That's a much better than Steve Trevor.
And have it written by Brian Azzarello and art by Cliff Chang if possible. And then you've got all the Wonder Woman fans would actually pick that up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And then also coming from Image, we have the new issue of Black Science. I'm just going to recommend this book every time it comes out. It's Black Science number 6. And that's about it for me. You know, good luck at avoiding Spider-Man this week if you can. Although I don't see why you would. Dan Slott, excellent writer.
Yeah, don't avoid it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you hate Spider-Man, but I don't know why you'd be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you talk to some comic book fans, and they're like, oh, Dan Slott brought Spider-Man back. See, we got rid of Spidey-Ock. And I'm like, dude, that was the plan all along. Like, it wasn't going to be Dr. Octopus as Spider-Man forever. Everybody knew that. Dan Slott knew that. Everyone at Marvel knew that, you know? But you get, like, fans, some comic book fans, they're just so, I don't know, conspiracy-minded. And then they're like, yeah, we made him get... I can't believe they're bringing back Peter Parker, but they're not firing Dan Slott. It's like, wait, this is like an epic, like, 5-year story that he's been telling.
Yeah, yeah, that would be like being angry that you're like, you know what, we made them not make any one of those 4 Supermen be the actual Superman,
yeah.
And then they brought the actual Superman back because of us.
Yeah, yeah.
The fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I defend comics to non-comics readers, but man, sometimes you run into some comic book fans and you're like just shaking your head when you talk to them.
Oh man.
Yeah. So yeah, so we went through this week's books. We went through next week's books. I guess that's about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, late week.
Short episode for your listening pleasure, listeners. We will not be skipping a week. This will be coming out this coming week, and then I will be back from vacation in time for us to record the episode 18, which will bring us into the books coming out the first week of May.
Yeah, so yeah. Some jet lag Billy and Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I won't be jet lag. Billy will be.
be a friend. You could be jet lag too.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a sleepy time episode.
Flying back Sunday, probably recording Monday. I'm going to be like, hey, welcome to Zuzank. All right, that's what you have to look forward to next week, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Billy, and that's Dave.
Bon voyage.
Thank you. Oh, wait, were you talking to them? Damn it.
I was talking to everybody, Billy.
Oh, thank you. Thank goodness. I didn't want to feel left out. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.